Brenda Crawford lives in Indianapolis. She began having trouble with her primary care doctor when she started getting older.
There are so many times that you try to explain what's going on, and if it's something they haven't experienced or haven't had another patient that they've experienced it with, they just don't know and they just don't understand.
She says she believes her doctors cared about her, but couldn't keep up.
And it's really difficult to try and tell them when they don't have a clue where you're coming from.
Crawford is a member of one of the fastest growing demographics in the nation, senior citizens. By 2030, nearly 20% of the population will be older than 65. Stephen Council is the president of the American Geriatrics Society and a professor of geriatrics at Indiana University. He says while the number of patients is increasing, the supply of doctors isn't, a serious problem for a population with a higher risk for health problems, like, for example, falls.
If we don't have people trained in the healthcare workforce around normal aging and risks for some of these poor health outcomes like falls, then we're not picking up and avoiding them as much as we can, and thereby, you know, experiencing the fallout of that problem.
Here's the supply and demand breakdown. In Indiana, there are 91 geriatricians serving an over 65 population of 900,000 people. The American Geriatric Society says the gold standard is one doctor for every 2,500 elderly people, assuming the doctor needs to care for the sickest 30% of that population. Council says to meet that demand, Indiana would need to immediately mint 300 new geriatricians, a specialty unattractive to many because it requires more training for less pay. Oak Street Health is a company that provides care for low-income adults on Medicare.
They're not taken care of as much as the younger population is, and so they're not used to being cared for.
That's Oak Street nurse Alicia Mendoza, who's new to working with geriatric patients. She says navigating the complicated world of Medicare and other insurance programs for the elderly can prove frustrating.
Previously, I didn't really have to worry about prior authorizations or is this medicine covered? You know, can I just get this person some Depends?
Most of the health problems in older people actually aren't that different from patients of other ages, but the amount of simultaneous conditions make treatment and prescribing medicine really complicated. Geriatricians and nurses, such as Mendoza, have to consider whether one medicine clashes with another or will exacerbate another condition, or a medication might make a person more susceptible to, again, falls. No big deal for a 28-year-old, but potentially disastrous for an octogenarian. Geriatricians are also more adept at understanding age-related problems, such as osteoporosis and dementia. So, a doctor who works solely with the elderly is more likely to spot important patterns and common issues. That's what happened to Brenda Crawford. After she left her previous doctor, she started seeing a geriatrician at Oak Street Health about a persistent cough she had been dealing with for decades.
They started sending me for tests, and they found names for just about everything wrong with me.
Crawford's cough turned out to be chronic obstructive pulmonary disease,
COPD,
a condition that often makes its first appearance in older adults. Crawford found a doctor, but until the state figures out how to produce more of them or other medical caregivers who specialize in adults on the far side of 65, many other senior citizens might not have the same kind of luck. For WBAA News, I'm Sarah Fentum.